According to USA Track and Field, cross country is a sport in which teams and individuals run races on outdoor courses over natural terrain. This terrain can be open country, fields, parks, golf courses, grassland, and occasionally roads. The sport of cross country goes back to the early 19th century in England with a game called Hare and Hounds. This is where a runner or group of runners would make a random trail by dropping paper or another marker, and then a second set of runners would try and follow the trail. The first formal competition of the sport cross country was in 1837 at Rugby School, and it was called the Crick Run. The popularity of the sport then grew across England as more schools started competing. They had their first national championships on December 7, 1867 in southwest London. The first races were open and meant for off-season training for the steeplechase, and they were about 3.5 miles long. At first, it was seen as a joke, but then it became taken more seriously. William C. Vosburgh of New York introduced the sport to the U.S. in the late 1880s. And then in 1887, the National Cross Country Association was founded in the U.S. During the 1880s, Harvard was introduced to cross country as fall training for distance track and field athletes, and soon more colleges followed. In 1962, the International Amateur Athletic Federation took over jurisdiction of cross country and set official rules for the sport. It then became the sport that we know today. According to Merriam-Webster, track and field is various athletic competitions such as running, jumping, and throwing performed on a track in an adjacent field. The sport of track and field can be traced all the way back to the first Olympic Games in Greece in 776 BC. Prior to this, people would run for survival, but this was the first time it was done for sport. These first Olympic Games featured a few different events that are similar to the ones that are in the modern sport of track and field. These events are the stade, which is 200 meters, the dialis, which is 400 meters, the dolichos, which is 7 to 24 stades, or 1400 to 4800 meters. They also had the discus throw, which was throwing a disc made of stone, iron, lead, or bronze, and the long jump, which is jumping for distance. Now we're going to talk about the differences between cross country and track and field. We'll start with the obvious ones, the races. So as I said earlier, track and field has many different events ranging in distance from the 55 meter dash to the 3200, which is 2 miles. Whereas cross country has only one event to choose from, which is the 5K or like 3.1 miles. So there's a lot less variation in the sport. Another difference is the time of year that it's run in. Cross country is a fall sport, so it's usually done, starts around August and ends November. And track, there are two seasons, indoor and outdoor. Indoor track is in the winter, so typically December to maybe February. And then outdoor track starts in the spring, so about March to maybe June. So that's one of the biggest differences.